Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey guys, how's it going? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here, and I'm telling you, you're going to freak when you hear some of the crap today. What is the crap? Well, it's always culture, race, and American politics. That's the acronym, CRAP, because that's when everything basically goes to hell in a handbasket. You know, it's kind of like you're frustrated with your kids, you're frustrated with somebody, and you finally just hit that limit and you say, cut the crap. Well, that's what this program is about. You know, I say this, and I'll just kind of shock you right off in the start. If you've never heard me before, by the way, thank you for joining me. I know if you're listening to me on your drive time in the morning or if when you're going home for work. And I'm here to try to make you be the smartest patriot in the room listening to my program. And sometimes it seems hard, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I think and why I think it, because transparency is what we all need. Now, one of the hard facts we have to face is one of the greatest gifts ever given to America in terms of keeping our country. I know it doesn't seem like it, but was Donald Trump not getting reelected for a second term? He won the second term. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that man opened our eyes. We've been given the gift of discernment and open our eyes. It is specifically because of that brilliant man that we know how bad our election systems are broken. We truly know that we have a uniparty now. We don't have a two-party system. We don't even really have a fair system. It is all smoke and mirrors, and all of that is due to what happened to Donald J. Trump. So we've been given a gift. Now, the only way we waste this opportunity is by doing nothing with it, by not standing up and speaking out and basically going to the wall to fight for it. I mean, look at me. I've had to relocate my family. We've had all kinds of death threats, in excess of 1,000 of them. And they even tried to poison me and others at a live event, actually killed one of us. This is how dirty this game is. My voice hasn't even recovered yet. For those of you that's been following my health, I'm probably back at 95, 97%. But this is the nasty game. If you think they'll blow up, you know, a senator's assistant's car to keep it quiet, what do you think about us that are exposing what happened or exposing where the money and the fraud happens? That's why I want you to know that, you know, you have states. You have 31 states that partnered with George Soros to change America. Can you believe that? And you probably don't even know your state participated. Well, we have to go back in time to the Obama administration. Now, here's a very interesting thing. One thing I learned doing the Arizona audit and looking deep at the numbers is when I started looking at these inflated voter rolls, and all of these potential dead people popping up on the list to vote, and all of these whacked out numbers of participation, I learned that a lot of it started in 2008 and it really ramped up in 2012. They were getting ready for something. Now, they were getting ready to put Hillary in the White House because the plan was, most everybody on the inside knows it, we were supposed to have 2 years of Obama, 2 years of Hillary, 2 years of Michelle Obama, and then America would be completely redone. Our country, our lives, our freedoms, our liberties would be over. Well, that's why Hillary screamed that the election was stolen. They claimed it on the Russians. They did that for another reason, but they did it because people got off their butts and went and voted. We were apathetic. This happened to us. Well, some of the things that happen to us, okay, is a company was set up under the name of the Electronic Registration Information Center. You can read about this in a lot of places, but I'd recommend go to thegatewaypundit.com. Look for the article that was published on January 20th called Who's Cleaning Our Voter Rolls? Source funded and founded and funded, Eric, and it's now used in 31 states. Think about this incredible system of artificial intelligence that's put in by our government to basically make sure our voter rolls are clean. Now, that's what they're trying to do. That's the impetus. That's the little label they give it. Because remember, when you look at a Democrat initiative, and if they want to take your kids away and rape them, they'll come out with a program called How to Grow Young Adults and How to Train Them for Living Life Healthfully. They'll always name it something opposite than what their true intention is. That's the way the left operates. And so in 2012, they came up with this electronic registration and information center. Eric, right? Well, for 2020, they unleashed the power of Eric to basically find 17 million, yes, 17 million, 17 million new voters for the 2020 election. Now, I did a video breakdown of all the details, which I can't cover here in radio, but I did a video breakdown on video of this, which you can find at jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com. That's where you can get really deep information about what I'm talking about. See, there was this thing that Soros had, that Soros funnels money to operations that are basically about changing society. Now, it's a Soros initiative called the Open Society Foundation. It's actually foundations because they're in more than 120 countries around the world. Now, what they do is they give grants to groups or individuals who promote their values, not our values, their values. And so far, they have put out $18.1 billion globally. They put $1.4 billion in 2020 to changing the face of America. Now, remember, our great country is a republic, not a democracy, a republic, decidedly different. But they basically promote this under democratic process, democratic practice, right? That's what they do to promote democracy. And democracy, in essence, is totally different than what we have here in the United States. Now, George Soros is the founder of this. He is the chair of Open Society Foundation. He's given away more than $32 billion of his personal fortune to do this around the world. Sounds great, right? Soros makes a lot of his money making countries unstable, driving oil prices up. What, we're about to hit $127 a barrel when it was down into the 40s and 20s. This is what it is. He thrives on turning countries and monetary systems upside down, and he basically lives off the vulture pickings. Now, what they fund is they fund organizations and people that is out there that want to change America. They want to change America to what it is. It's run by his deputy chair, is his son, Alexander Soros, okay? Most of the people that's in the senior leadership all basically come from, we want to create socialist and or communist Marxist societies. Well, these guys have got a hold of 31 of our states, and I'm going to tell you how it happened right after this message.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
So what a lot of what Soros and his group does is if they can promote agendas that upend peace and truly how we want our society to run. You know, the New York Times reported that he put $150 million just to fund black radical justice groups. That was the jumpstart for Black Lives Matters. He put $70 million that eventually went to justice reform in the form of, well, what is it? Getting rid of the police. So do you think this is a good guy or a bad guy? Well, what he's done is he founded this Electronic Registration Information Center. Now, it is supposed to be a membership organization. It ended up being a membership organization primarily for the blue, the left states. Okay? It is essentially a left-wing voter registration drive. Here's how it is. You know, when we try to do these audits, you have all of these people basically saying, oh, you can't look at the ballots. You can't look at the list because they're private and you don't want to give people's information and all this other stuff, right? Well, 31 states. And now not everybody's a Democrat in that state. You know it. Let's just say for giggles, it's 50-50. 31 states willingly handed over your complete voter registration information to these guys. 31 states. the most sacred information in America that basically has your ability to vote, that has every mechanism in it to verify who you are, right? To verify how you vote, actually has joined this system. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, and Wisconsin. What you'll actually know about this, right? You'll realize these are the states that typically have had the most problem. States that have huge problems, like this, the chair of this thing is Megan Wolf, who is the Wisconsin Election Commission's administrator. You think about that. The vice chair is this Chris Piper. He's from Virginia Department of Elections. Talk about having huge issues. Jonathan Bader, he's the executive committee member. He's from Michigan Bureau of Elections. Corey Lorak, Arizona Election Divisions. I mean, it keeps on going on and on and on. These people are here because they want that information. Now, what they did in 2020 is they literally turned up the heat using technology and artificial intelligence to supposedly locate 17 million new voters for the 2020 election. Let me ask you a question. If in fact people were supposed to have already been registered to even be in this database to begin with, what really makes them a new voter? Could it be they're taking outdated ones they find where people don't really vote and they're activating them and turning them to their cause? I think that's what happened. You know, this would be really interesting to dig into how they activate them, because I do think they're taking people that don't vote regularly or cycle out, and they're just reactivating them as voters they can use. And here's why I think this. You know, if Barack Obama was the supposed rock star that got everybody activated to vote, in 2012, when this was deployed, they found 5.7 million new registered voters, which basically helped Obama's reelection. However, sometime magically in 2020, they found 17 million. Now you have 31 states literally feeding this system. They're giving over your information that they tell you is so private and so secret, the very reason they won't let us do audits. And they're handing it over to George Soros and an open society, let's make the world as one place. How did your states allow that? Did you know your states were doing that? I think your information should be pulled back. See, here's what this ERIC database supposedly does. What they're supposed to do is they submit all the details they have on active and quote unquote what they call inactive voters. They feed these guys new updates every 60 days. But here's what goes with it. You're going to flip. Here's what goes with it. They send them your voter registration. They send them your motor vehicle department database, which is both your license and ID recipients, your social security information, your voter activity, your phone, your email, your citizen documentation, and ever. We can't even ask citizen if they're a citizen in the vote. If you let HR1 go through, they want to fine you $10,000 if you ask a person if they're actually a citizen. They sent every bit of this to this Soros-founded organization. And then supposedly the lie, the big lie that goes with this, I think, in my opinion, all they're doing is bringing this information in, because they tell you they're doing it to clean up the voter rolls. They're doing it to make sure that all of the states stay on it. Okay? This is like a left-wing voter registration drive. And, right? And your states pay memberships to be in it. And it can go up into the millions. It literally requires the state to contact 95% of all the people on those lists they generate within 90 days to get them to register. So your tax dollars is paying to have your private information. And remember, if you're a conservative, you're on a list. They are sending it to a left-wing organization, putting you on that hit list. And they say they're cleaning the rolls. Well, since this organization started, just doing spot checks in Arizona, trying to match the same information, 3.4 million voters, 1.5 million of them couldn't be found in anywhere, any other databases. It was actually over 50% off, 50% junk. And these guys are supposed to be doing it. They're supposed to be cleaning the list and helping the states. See, that's the lie. That's what they project they're doing. The states don't even do it. That's why Arizona had, in the same amount of time, had 50% of these people registered, didn't even have a date of birth, a driver's license, an ID, or a Social Security that matched. It is all about creating phony rolls and rigging the vote. That's my personal opinion, but I'm going to give you more right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
So here's how you know this is a Democrat operation at its heart. They forbid the ERIC system, right? Which they say is great. They forbid the ERIC system, and under no circumstances can they transmit any records indicating that an individual is a non-citizen of the United States. So if they find people that are not citizens of the United States, right? Therefore, they shouldn't be registered to vote. They can't report it back. How useless is that? Now, they say it's voluntary. Here's what they do. They send these updates to the states. But the states are only strongly encouraged to use the information. Now, if they fail to make a request and that data is sent automatically, they're building an incredible, massive list. It is a smokescreen. They learn everything about you. Now, we can prove this doesn't work. Arizona is supposedly one of the states. This massively funded program that's supposed to keep the voter rolls clean. Let me give you some timestamps. Between July 3rd, 2021 and September 11th, 2021. Okay, those 3 months. So it was all of the weeks in July, all of the weeks in August, and into 2 weeks into September. A list was taken of the Arizona new voter registration, meaning that it's new Arizona voters. And it put into that list to check them out to see if they had to check them against the Social Security Administration. It put in $673,560. People. 673,560 people. 58%, that's 393,017 of those records came back and said, this isn't a person, we can't match it. It was totally bogus information. Yet 31 states, most likely your state, has literally paid to import your information under this guise, but the states aren't actually doing it. It's because it has nothing to do with keeping the voter rolls clean. It has everything that allows them to target and micro-target people by the Democrats to either convert them or use them. These people they have on the board do not even understand how this program works. They don't understand that we are literally handing over our voter maintenance records to individuals that are avowed haters and destroyers of our great republic, the United States of America, and we're giving them that data willingly. In 2012, this was funded by an anonymous donor and the Pew Center on the States. It was actually George Soros Open Society. This is a big problem. This is a huge problem. They have been underground and hiding their true information and reports since 2017, 5 years ago. It has people on the board like David Becker, who went on to create the Center for Election Innovation and Research. You know them. He is the one that distributed $69.5 million for Zuckerberg so he could do additional things to our system. I don't know how far we can go if we keep on allowing this and we as individuals don't get involved. In 2016, we found out that the Soros money was partnered with the Rockefeller Family Fund. This same guy also funds the Pew Center on the States. He also funds the Brennan Center for Justice, who tells you and puts out reports that there's no such thing as voter fraud or election fraud, and we know it. They're the ones that scream saying that Republicans and conservatives are trying to stop the black vote because Lord knows, according to liberals, black people can't manage to get an ID. And that's why you'll never see a black person in an airport or at a rock concert or at a football game. You'll never see a black person with a credit card. You'll never see a black person drive. You'll never see any of that because they can't get an ID. What a joke. What a racist joke that the left tries to pull on us with the 100+ things we have to have IDs for. They have to have an ID if they're on welfare to cash a check. They want you to believe, they want black people to believe, they can't get an ID. But then they want to say it's racist, and nobody looks under the hood. What's racist is the left trying to control minorities. It is minorities who get hurt the most. This is what's going on with our system. This is why you have to get involved. This is why you have to stay on top of this. How do you all of a sudden locate 17 million new voters? On their website, they say ERIC improves voter registration by providing information for member states to contact potentially eligible but unregistered voters with instructions on how to register. ERIC members contact potential voters at least every 2 years ahead of any federal general election. 2012, they had 7 states. They found 5.5 million votes. 2013, they had 1 state find 400,000. 2014, they had 11 states plus D.C. They found 5.5 million. 2015, they had 2 states. They found 400,000 plus. 2 states found that. In 2016, they had 19 states plus D.C. They found 14 million new voters. In 2017, nearly 3 states found 400,000. Kind of a magical number, right? 2018, 23 states plus D.C., 7.5 million new voters were found. 2019, 3 states almost hit that 400,000 magical number. 2020, 29 states and D.C., 17 million new voters found. How does that happen? Well, they say in 2020, they found 1.524 million people that were cross-state movers. They moved across state, got them to re-sign up in the other state. They found 1.25 million voters in states that had gone inactive. They reactivated them. They also found 136,000 duplicate voters, and they found 72,986 dead voters. Now, I have a question. When we know Arizona has close to 8,000 confirmed dead voters still on the rolls, that's not very impressive if they only found 72,986 in 31 states, is it? So I'm telling you, I don't think they're trying too hard. What they're trying to do is to take over the United States of America any way they can. Any way they can. Under cleaning up the voter rolls. Let's talk about cleaning up the voter rolls. If you look at Arizona, where we're doing the audit, the information that you can find on the recorder's office tells them when your family member dies and you want to remove them from the voter rolls, you got to write us. We'll give you a special piece of paper and we'll take them off. Now, the coroner has to do an autopsy within 4 days. It's like really fast under certain circumstances. That's normal, right? They notify the county immediately. The county notifies the recorder. They know the person's dead. But if you read it and you read between the lines, they try to put the onus on the family. Well, when your family member dies and you're trying to arrange a funeral and stuff, how many people think, oh, I got to take them off the voter roll? Are you kidding me? So here's what Arizona does. Arizona literally is, let's say somebody died and they died midterm, okay? They died midterm of a general election, because they only do this from general election to general election, okay? You know, which is your presidential vote. So let's say somebody died midterm. Arizona doesn't remove them for at least 2 full general election cycles. That's every 4 years. They go twice. That's 8 plus 2 if it was midterm. That's 10 years on the voter rolls. Now, we can prove easily this is a con game. How can we prove it? Well, Arizona's one of the first ones to sign up on the list. And they say they have this wonderful, sophisticated system that catches dead voters who actually have active registrations and have to be cleaned. Let me rattle off some years here of thousands. I'm just going to give years because it's thousands of people still on the voter rolls, still active in Maricopa. Here are the years. I'm going to give you just the years of their death, but they're still on the rolls. 1967, 1933, 1947, 1936, 33, 28, 34, 41. I mean, you get it, right? It keeps on going. 1971, 75, 73, 74, 69, 68, 67, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87. All the way keeps on going. Even to, I truncated the list at 2012 just to make it match. They have people all the way into these later 2000 years, right? I can stop at 2012. They're still there. Thousands. So you're telling me that this is an altruistic, hey, wonderful thing that we've got to do and we're cleaning up our states and they help us do it? No, they're collecting information on you. They are finding out who's active or not. They are pirating potentially information, and they are creating voters where there might not be voters in an effort to literally change the face of the United States of America. And it's all under these really funky groups that started getting set up during the Obama administration. This is part of an executable plan that they are working on to destroy the United States of America. They are actively working on it. They will name it anything you want that makes it sound good. That makes it sound like they're taking care of mankind. But because we're so lazy, we don't read and get involved, we let them do it to us. Did you even know this stuff? Have you ever even looked into it? Have you ever even run down to your county registrar's office to find out if your deceased parents are still registered? Have you ever looked at how many people are registered at your address? Think about that. Have you ever walked in and says, how many people are registered to vote at my address? More right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton, Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Now, folks, you got to realize we have a fight here on our hands. You have to activate. I started telling people to go to their own county recorder's office. You're a homeowner. You own your home. You are a homeowner. To go down and ask, how many people are registered at my address to vote? Some county recorders are saying, oh, I can't give you that information, which is a lie. It's your house. You own it. You should go down and demand, I want to know just how many people are registered to vote at my house. I don't need their information. Because you're not looking for the information. You're looking for the number. How many people are registered to vote at my address, which is my home? They're hiding things. Some of this stuff is disgusting. We have discovered, Bobby Payton is the master of it. When buildings get built or apartments get built in neighborhoods, and let's say it's going to have 500 residents, you know what starts popping up immediately, sometimes even before the ground is broken to build? You'll see voter registrations popping up at the building address as if they live there when there's nothing built yet. How does that happen? Because that's how they create these inflated voter rolls. There's actually not a law against that. Think about that. Not a law at all against doing that one little maneuver. This is how much the system plays us. I am telling you, they pull every dirty trick you can imagine. Think about these cities where high-rise buildings go in, where they might have 2,000 or 3,000 residents. The building is just a skeletal metal structure, but already has hundreds, if not thousands, of voters registered at that address. That tells you there is stuff being done, collaboration, right? Work under the radar between these offices for real estate and building development and the county that issues permits, because it takes somebody knowing when the permit goes good, when the city has established a proper address and in the system, to tell these jokers, okay, go start registering people there. That is why we can't go all mail-in ballots, because this is how they've padded the system to try to take over the United States of America and to turn us into battery units, earning units, zombies in the Matrix system of life. You got to go back and watch that movie, The Matrix. Remember that movie, The Matrix, from the 90s? You got to go back and watch it, folks. Because literally, that movie is exactly what we're living. We are living in a matrix. This system uses us. That 1999 film was dead on. That you don't know what's going on in the world around you. That you're only being used to play like you have a life, but you're really just a battery unit, an earning unit for the system. And the system just feeds off you. I think it's ironic when Morpheus sticks out his hands to Neo and says, here's this blue pill. You can be oblivious, go to sleep, and just stay in the system. Or here's the red pill, which your eyes will be open. You'll be out of the system, but you're not going to like what you see, but you have to be able to see it to fight it. That's where we are, folks. I think what has me distressed the most, you know, we've been fighting for audits across the United States and all these swing states, all these very states that use the ERIC system. And they always, lawmakers always use the excuse that, no, that's private information. We can't share that information. We can't do this. We can't do that. And they willingly give that information, Social Security, vehicle database, license ID recipients, all of it. It includes your name, your address, your date of birth, your license number, at least your last four digits of your social number, your voter activity, meaning what you've done in the past, your phone, your email, your title, type of citizenship documentation, and more. And they willingly hand it over to a known left-wing organization that is here and outwardly proclaims that the United States is broken and racist, and all the world needs to be pushed together, and we all need to have rulers and just answer to one world government. And your state did it. Your state did it. Your state is spending your money to do that. Why is that not nuts? I'm going to go back over them again. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, Wisconsin. Why are we not demanding all of those funds be returned to the states and our personal information be removed from that organization, which has known ties to socialists, but our states gave it away. And this organization has been hiding not doing reports ever since Donald J. Trump was elected. They kind of went quiet. They don't publish any more information because they don't want you to know where they're seeding that money. They do not want you to know how did they manage to find 17 million new voters for 2020. This has to end. But folks, this means you must stand up, shout out, send letters, make calls, and you have to be educated. You have to know what you're talking about. This is the crap. This is all culture, race, and American politics. This is the crossroads of it. In fact, Soros funds color wars, racist wars. He does it. Culture, race, and American politics. Or I could say culture, race, academia, and politics. It's all the same. It's all crap. And until you start understanding these numbers, and until you dig in, we're just going to be battery meat puppets for the system. And they're going to take away everything we have. That's why my job is to make you the smartest patriot in the room, to share this with you, because you need to activate. You need to get going. The fight is real. It's upon us. Get out there and tell them all to immediately cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.